time, except you missed a wonderful set from Amethyst Key and the Gibson Brothers and so many great other acts. Have you been here all day and you've enjoyed it? I sure hope so. That's what we wanted to hear. Been here all day, maybe all weekend at this Mountain Song Festival. I'm Martin Anderson from WNCW. We thank all the wonderful sponsors that have taken part here. This is my opinion, but in my opinion, there are kind of three things that make Mountain Song extra special and that we couldn't have a Mountain Song without. One, this venue, the Brevard Music Center. Wonderful classical music. Until John Phillips and Woody Platt and the company came along and said, let's have a great festival here. Here we are at the Brevard Music Center once again. Key ingredient number two, a band called the Steep Canyon Rangers from Brevard and Asheville and Saluda, North Carolina, of course. And, I see some Saluda folks out there, all right. Number three, the Cindy Platt Boys and Girls Club of Transylvania County, which is a great beneficiary here. And with that, I'd love for you to spend a moment or two getting to know this member of the Boys and Girls Club, Clay Sykes. Clay?
Welcome, everybody. I hope y'all are enjoying the 16th annual Mountain Song Festival as much as my wife Lisa and I are. Thank you for being here. I want to just take just a second and share a vision with you. You know, if we turn on the TV set, if you open the newspaper these days, everything you get is bad news. And we like to complain about it, we like to fuss about it, but you know what? A lot of times, everything that we're seeing on TV, what we read in the newspaper, is beyond our control. We can't impact it. But there are things that we can impact. And the decision that I have come to is that my wife and I, what we are gonna focus on are local issues. And there's no better investment that we can make in this world than investing in the youth in this community. So we're on the cusp right now of launching a capital campaign. And the purpose of that campaign is basically to double the size of, or the capacity of our Boys and Girls Club. We touch 200 children every day in this community, 200 families in this community. But we're limited. We're limited in the design and size of our existing facility. So what we're doing, we're launching this major capital campaign. We've already have a design. We're going to build a teen center that's going to get our middle school and high school teens back from these satellite locations back onto our campus. We're going to dramatically increase the size of the Boys and Girls Club structure, the main clubhouse. But in order to do this, we're going to ask for everybody's help, you know. And I tell you, Lisa and I have decided we are going to lean into this hard. And so the challenge to everybody in the room, be there with us. Be part of this vision. Help make this thing happen. And you know what? The next time someone engages in one of those conversations, hey, did you hear about this or that on TV or the news? Man, doesn't that make you angry? Flip that around and say, hey man, let's do something. Let's start changing the world. But let's start right here in Brevard, and let's start with our youth. And let's invest. Let's invest in the youth of Transylvania County. So that's it. That's all I've got to say other than please join me now and let's welcome what you really came for, the Steep Canyon Rangers.